It's absolutely baffling that the HSE is recruiting 21 general managers in a top managerial position, which will carry a salary of about $78,000 a year each, at a time when they won't approve the recruitment of frontline staff for direct patient care in our community hospitals. The announcement to recruit 21 general managers and the failure to recruit frontline staff gives further testimony to a bureaucratic system that is out of control. As far as we are concerned, the HSE is now clearly showing that it is putting managerial and promotional jobs ahead of patient care, and that they are more interested in caring for a bloated bureaucratic system than they are for patient care, and indeed for their own staff who are pinned to the collar at the front line because staff has not been replaced.
And you believe this is not an internal reorganisation. This is not the HSE restructuring within itself. These are new jobs.
Yes, Dolan, I would believe that this will be at a cost of about $2 million overall per annum. And yet, when somebody retires, a nurse, a care assistant or whatever retires in our community hospitals, there is a failure to replace them. So we have physical beds in the hospital, but those beds are not available because we don't have the staff to care for patients. So that is causing a delay in patients being stepped down from the likes of Letterkenny General Hospital into our community hospitals.